أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayats, in the discussion previously, Allah has made it clear that interest is haram completely, and all the harms of it, the various aspects were discussed. And in various ayats, Allah Ta'ala had forbidden from it. Here again, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers, those people who have iman on Allah Ta'ala, on akhirat, Allah, and who are the friends of Allah. The people of iman are the friends of Allah. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, e iman walu, addressing the people who have got iman. And as discussed many times, wherever we read in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, we should realize this is a great title of honor Allah has given us. This was not given to any other ummah, that Allah is addressing us, the reciter of the Quran, those who are Muslims, who have brought iman, Allah is addressing us directly. So we should realize this, that like, for example, if we in a discussion, or like in a bayan, we are speaking to everyone. But if some great alim, somebody, he speaks to one person individually, and he tells him something, that person will take it as a great honor and will always remember it, that great Maulana, he spoke to me, and he told me amongst all the people, he spoke to me personally. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us personally, to every one of us. Allah is saying, oh you who believe, ittaqullah, daro, Allah say, fear Allah Ta'ala. And in the context, yeah, the fear of Allah, that is, don't make haram halal. That is, interest, don't make it halal. And also, don't say that interest and business is the same. As the kuffar of Makkah used to say, that they both are the same, that by interest also we get money, and business also we make money. But they are completely different. Allah has declared the one halal, the other one haram. So don't say that the two are the same. And don't make interest halal in any way. Even till today, ulama have written that whoever is making interest halal, whether it is just changing the name of it and just calling it Islamic finance and Islamic banking, etc., that is a very, very grave sin. Don't make any haram into halal. All that is totally haram. So Allah says that fear Allah and don't make all this haram things into halal. And don't regard it also in any way. And don't get involved in it in any way. وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. And this ayah particularly emphasizes this point. اور چھوڑو جو کچھ باقی رہ گیا ہے سود. And do not take anything which is left of interest. That is, till the command of interest did not come. Whatever a person has taken, Allah says, you took it, that's over now. But what is balance from anyone, don't demand it, don't take from that person. Whatever interest after the ayat came down, and interest was made haram. Now whatever is left, and in the kitabs we read that huge, huge amounts were forgiven. That was, and that was the power of iman. Just like with liquor, when the command came, liquor was flowing in the streets of Medina Sharif like on a big stormy day when rain was flowing and the rivers and the roads became like floods of water. They became floods of wine. With the power of iman, they gave up everything. A person who had that wine and liquor in his hand dropped it. Who had it till his lips dropped it. Who had a gulp in his mouth, took it out and did not let it go down like that. In the same way, when the command of parda came for women, the ayat came down at night. And by the morning, They had sewn their burqas. No woman emerged from a house without a burqa. All had worn it already. Like that, with interest, when it was made haram, then huge, huge amounts. We can't imagine what amount, but they were all forgiven. That now we won't take that. It is, Allah has made it haram, we won't take that. So that is the power of iman. And Allah says at the end, in kuntum mu'mineen. Agar tumko yaqeen hai Allah ke farmane ka, if you have iman on Allah. And this is what we have to develop. Develop our iman, and we will see to give up guna won't become easy. It will be a pleasure to give up guna. A person will be happy. He won't feel sorry. Oh, I have to give up this guna. I have to give up that guna. He will be happy he gave up guna. No matter how much he was involved. For example, he made a booking to go to the World Cup, for example. Or for any other haram, he has made a booking at any hotel, at anywhere. But now he realized it's haram and it struck him. To give all that up and lose all that money will be a pleasure for him. He won't feel, oh, I've lost so much money. But he will feel it a pleasure. That for if iman is in a person will feel that pleasure. And he won't do any of these haram things. Going to resorts, doing all haram things, etc. And wherever there is even a doubt, a mu'min will stay away. As one alim put it very beautifully, that iman which cannot keep us away from haram in this dunya, how is that iman going to save us from the fire of Jahannam in the akhirah? If we can't stay away from haram in this dunya, how is that iman going to save us? Iman is that power that has to save us in this dunya from all haram. This iman is a great power and a great force. When the Muslims were fighting the British in India, they had captured one alim who knew all the secrets of the Muslims, that how they planned attacking the British, etc. And when they caught him, they were very happy they will get all the secrets. When they captured him with his young son of 8-10 years old something. And when they brought him and started interrogating him and asking him for all the secrets or the planning of the Muslims, how they planned to fight them, he said that they tried all their normal plans. First off, bribing the person. When that does not work, then they want to torture the person, etc. He said, I'll give you all the secrets on one condition, that my little son who is here, that you kill him and kill him in front of my eyes. They thought it's no problem with that. For them to kill the Muslims was nothing. They killed the child in front of the father. And they told him, now tell us. He says, now you can forget till Qiyamah that I'll give you any secret. They asked, why did you have your son killed there? He said that he also knew the secret. With being a young boy, if you people will torture him or something, perhaps he will give the secret. So for that reason, then they asked him, the interrogating officer who was in charge, that what made you have your own son killed in front of your eyes? He said, iman. So then he asked, what is this iman? What the power it is? And he went mad, saying, iman, iman, iman. What is this iman? They had to send him back to England again. He was no more, but he was a mental case. So this is the power of iman. We have got no idea what this iman is. For us it is just some words. It is a great power and a great force that will mold our life, that will direct our lives. We will be going out of the masjid now. It is iman that has to direct us how we are going to conduct ourselves, how we will behave. But for us, we'll go out and just like anyone else, or just like animals, whatever we see a woman, we start gaping at her. Somebody backbiting, we'll join them also in the backbiting. We'll go home, and whatever is the environment there, dunya's environment, we get involved in that. Before it was, we'll put on the radio, or we'll put on the TV, or now we'll get involved on our phones. And like everyone else, whatever on the phone, we will also get involved. But the power of iman was supposed to direct us in a different way. The whole day we'll be going about our business, our jobs, etc. And we'll do them just as the kuffar are doing them. But if Iman is in us, we will do it completely different. Our thinking will be different. Our talking will be different. Our attitude with our wives, with our co-workers, with our customers will be different. So it's very important that we learn to develop this Iman. Ramadan is coming, and we don't have to wait till Ramadan, but it is the ideal occasion that we make effort on our Iman. Spend time in a khanqa and make our islah and build this connection with Allah Ta'ala so that our whole lives can be regulated. And then we will see the barakat we get in our lives. At the moment we are thinking, working so hard for a small, meager amount of money. If we have Iman, like the Sahaba, they did not work for dunya. Allah threw the dunya at their feet. Allah made the crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome, threw them at their feet. Allah took the queens and the princesses of Persia and Rome and made them the slave women of the Muslims. When Muslims turn and hate this Iman, Allah put the world at their feet. Today we are running after the dunya. Dunya is running away from us. And we are all humiliating, disgracing ourselves for this dunya's sake, and we are getting nothing of dunya. Allah save us, we must not be deprived in the akhirah. So Iman is that great power. Huge amounts of interest will also be written off. But today we fight. We today good Muslims in different ways. If we lend somebody money, but we say, you know, there must be a profit also. We just call it profit, and we will take the interest from there. And we demand it from other people also. Allah give us this power of Iman, and let us live by that.